Welcome to Next Steps, a podcast from Black Hawk Church. We believe that following Jesus is a lifelong journey. So no matter where you're at, there's always a next step to take. Each week on this podcast, we'll create space for real conversations about the questions we wrestle with, the challenges we face, and the hope we find in Jesus. Our goal isn't to have it all perfectly figured out, but to walk faithfully towards Jesus together. We're so glad you're joining us. Let's dive in.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to you, Next Steps podcast. We have a fun podcast episode for you today. Chris, thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a good week. Always good to be back on the podcast talking about some fun stuff.
So we have kind of something a little bit different for these last two episodes of our Colossians series. So each week we've been kind of taking a deeper dive into the passage that we've been working on. But for these next two episodes, we're going to share with you something called a rule of life, which is a practice that has been practiced for generations. It's a tool, really, in helping us to be intentional in our life with God. And so as we're talking about the Colossians series, we thought, hey, this is actually might be a perfect time to introduce this tool.
Yeah. So if you're listening to this kind of as it's pretty close to when it was released, you may have just heard Charles' message this past Sunday. And he starts to talk about spiritual practices, right? But almost like the danger of like thinking that they equal maturity, right? Like if we do these things and we check these boxes, that it means that we're mature Christ followers. And yet, spiritual practices are really important, right? Like they don't mean that if we accomplish them, like it doesn't guarantee growth. It doesn't automatically mean that we're mature and all of that. So, right? So listen to his message. There are dangers that can come with these kinds of things. I know both of you and I would both say that spiritual practices are like the way that we do grow in our relationship with God, just personally, the way that God transforms us. And so, like we talk about this often on the podcast or in different places, like God does the heavy lifting when it comes to our change and transformation. And yet, like we need to put ourselves in a position to be able to partner with the Spirit and the work that He's doing in our lives. And spiritual practices is one of the ways that we can do that. And so, the rule of life really is, again, it's not a magic formula, like 1 + 1 = 2. And automatically, if we do a rule of life, if we do these practices, that we're going to automatically grow. And yet, like, how can we be intentional about our growth and putting ourselves in a position to be able to grow a knowledge of God and to experience Him with different rhythms in life and that kind of thing? Because life is busy, right? It's chaotic. And if we're not intentional, if I'm not intentional about being in these rhythms and engaging in these spiritual practices, like it's just not going to happen. And therefore, growth probably isn't going to happen either. A rule of life is, well, it can look a lot of different ways, which we'll get into. But it's an opportunity to think thoughtfully about the rhythms that we do have in our lives, the ways that we're going to intentionally engage with God and with other people so that we can experience Him and experience transformation and really like lay out a foundation for our lives that gives space to God to do the work that He wants to in our lives and that kind of thing. So I know it's been super helpful to me. It's probably not something that I like go back to every single day or even every single week and like look at like, am I doing all of the things? And yet even just the process of doing it and making it has been helpful for me. What would you add to that?
Yeah.
I think you've been doing this probably even longer than I have and all of that. But
no, I feel the same way. You know, when you think about it, we make intentional plans in other areas of our life that we find helpful. Maybe we have a budget because we know we have a certain amount of money. And so how are we going to spend it in a way that matters and reflects our values? We have calendars where how are we going to show up to the world? We have things at work, right? I have ways that I want to grow professionally or I have work to do. And so what are the plans to help me get there? Or even exercising. Right now I'm about to run when we listen to this, I just ran a half marathon. It turns out I can't just get up one day and run a half marathon, right? I have to train and I have to make a plan and I work the plan to help, helps my body grow and to do the things that it needs to do, my muscles. And so in kind of the same way, it's a little different, but rule of life is this, an intentional plan that you create with God. And that you adjust over time. And it's just how you are, like you said, making space for God.
Yeah. Maybe before we get deeper into it, I'm preparing to speak, as you're listening to this, probably this next Sunday on transformation. And part of like what we'll talk about in that message is that it is through spiritual practices that, and fixing our eyes on Jesus. This is the beginning of Colossians 3 that Paul wants us to like continue to fix our eyes on him. And we do that through spiritual practices. And that's how one of the ways that we can be transformed, or one of the major ways. And yet we know that there are so many of, I'm going to put myself in this category, so many of us that like we've done these things. We've read the Bible faithfully. We've prayed. We've done all this stuff. And still, there are times when it just feels like God is distant or we're not growing. And so again, I can't stress enough that like it's not a magic formula. Many of us have done these things for a long time, and maybe we haven't seen the change or transformation that we would want in our lives. And yet, these are the ways that over a long period of time, like a long obedience in the same direction, that we have opportunities to fix our eyes on Jesus. And it's often slower than I would want it to be, but
always
that God
slower.
Does, right? That God does that transforming work. I've talked about this in different spaces too, but it's like, there are things that when I first became a Christ follower, it was just like done, like things like swearing, right? Mm-hmm. Like it pretty much just went away and I didn't have to struggle through that. And then there's other much more deeply embedded things in my life that it's probably going to take a lifetime to continue to grow and be transformed in those things. And that's going to be different for all of us. And that's okay. So like, we're not trying to play the comparison game here. We're all on our different journeys, which is why, again, we can do these rule of life things. And it's not, ours are very different, which we'll get into next week, but can be catered to how you connect with God and what you need in this season and that kind of thing. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, it's good. So a little bit of background in case it's helpful to you as you're thinking about, okay, what is a rule of life? Where did this come from? Mm-hmm. And so a rule of life has really been around for a very long time. It dates back to the church, to our kind of church fathers and mothers. The most well-known rule of life, I think, is being attributed to Saint Benedict. He was in, kind of oversaw a community. And so this community, they created this kind of as guidelines for how they were going to do life together and be formed together. And so that's originally what its intention was, for communities to do this together. But since then, it has been a great tool as well for individuals. And so one of the things that we always talk about is like a rule of life. I wish it was different. Like, this is not a great name. It's not like a set of rules, but instead, like we were talking about, it's a set of habits and rhythms that we engage in order to create space to connect with God as he's transforming us more and more into the likeness of Jesus. Some people described rule of life, and this is kind of what it came from, as a trellis, or a trellis is like a wooden framework that maybe some of us have in our yards. Their plants grow on it so that plants can kind of bear healthy fruit. And so in the same way, this rule of life can be looked at as like as a framework for our lives that helps us to bear healthy fruit as well. And one thing I love about the rule of life, I actually do love rules. Like, that's who I am. I am a rule follower. I generally just enjoy that. But I like that it's so flexible that it really can morph and should morph and change with our different season of life, our age, what God is inviting us to like pursue with him, the different kind of places that he's working in our lives, different schedules, wirings, all the things. Simply a way to think about how we want to be intentional in our life with God. Yeah, and so, great. Chris, I'd be curious. This is something that you've, done for a while. So What does that look like for you? How did you first start it? How has it changed over the years?
Yeah, good question. I think I'm trying to remember back. The first time I probably made one and tried to put it into practice was probably 2020, COVID year, right?
Yes.
Maybe I was thinking about it just before then, but it like really felt necessary to do something in the midst of everything that was happening that year. And I had had this great mentor for the 7 or so years before moving back to Madison that he introduced it to me, and it wasn't something that he talked about a lot. I don't even know how we ended up on this conversation. Maybe just talking about, honestly, at that point in my life, there were maybe spiritual practices or things that didn't feel like they were working for me anymore. And I'm like, I just need to, I don't know, I got to figure something else out. And I think it was at that point that he introduced the rule of life to me. And I was really just kind of inspired hearing about what it had meant to him and how he implemented it in his life. And as we'll get into next week, probably I've adopted a way of doing rule of life that's probably not exactly traditional. Yours is probably more accurate to how you're supposed to do these things. But for him, a big part of the process was really thinking about like not just what are the things I want to do, but like who do I want to be? And so he gave this example of like in his life, he for years like could try to eat healthier because his dad passed away at a very young age of a heart attack. And so he's like, I could just try to do that, but that wasn't motivating me. It wasn't doing anything. But if as part of the rule of life, he was thinking through like who he wanted to be and like the overarching goal of that part of his rule of life was to be healthy for the sake of his kids and being able to see grandkids. It was just like a different motivating factor that even as he created these rhythms and ways of engaging in spiritual practices and different things in life, the motivation was really key for him in thinking through what that meant and how to go about doing that. So anyway, probably in the midst of COVID started thinking about some of those kinds of things in the midst of everything happening in the world. And I don't know, probably like many people, I was learning things about myself as things slowed down that I'm like a big probably part of my rule of life at that point was just learning how to like in the midst of the slowness, be content and not, I don't know, constantly anxious about things and all of that. So it was really helpful to be able to think through that and then figure out new practices, new rhythms that would help sustain me in that season of life, help me to grow. A lot of those practices, a lot of those things that got implemented in that season were, they're kind of like a lifeline in the midst of everything going on. And it's definitely changed and evolved since then. I'm looking at my most recent one that I have in front of me, and some of it is similar, but there's a lot that's just different too, based on my kids aren't as young anymore and I'm not feeling, you know, as tired maybe totally. And some of that kind of stuff. And so, so it's changed and adapted depending on what's going on vocationally for me or family life or all sorts of different things. Again, has been something that at the very least has helped me to think through like, who do I want to be and how do I get there and actually look forward. Every year I kind of have this practice in the week between Christmas and New Year's to kind of re-envision what the next year might look like, to look back, but then also like, how do I want to, are there things that I need to change about the rule of life, things that I want to do differently? And it's all sorts of ways of going about doing that, but that's been a helpful rhythm for me. So what about you? How did you start using it? How has it changed?
It has been a journey because of just how I'm wired. Starting college, which has been a long time ago. my oldest son is now a freshman in college. And so I forget that college, I wasn't in college like 5 years ago.
It's been a while. So weird to be like, so I was back. That was a long time ago.
Yeah. I used to kind of just take some time. I didn't know what a rule of life was. I'd never heard of that at this point, but I used to take some time in September or August before the school year started and then over Christmas break thinking about kind of maybe similar to your mentor of who do I want to be? where do I want to, how do I want to grow? What is my prayer of like how I hope God grows me? And I'm not sure if that's how he wants me to grow, but I would divide it up into four different categories. So I had like physically, I had spiritually, I had like emotionally, mentally, and then I had school/work because I'm such a nerd and I always want to I'm always wanting to learn new things. And so I made myself a little syllabus for those. So those more felt like goals. So I feel like it was a little bit different. I knew, and then I would divide them up per quarter to say, okay, if I want to reach these goals by the end of the year, what do I need? What are the kind of smaller goals to set? I did it with God. So in that way, there was rule of life-ish, but it really was more goal setting. And so then when I first kind of began hearing about this rule of life, I thought, oh, I've been kind of doing that, but kind of not. And so it's morphed over the years to become more of a set of rhythms versus I want to accomplish this.
Things to check off.
For me, that's huge, right? Yeah. That's a huge challenge. It will always be a challenge for me. And so I've tried to each year ask God to help me to morph to more being goals instead of doing goals. And so it's not all that, but that's how it's changed and morphed over the years. Yeah.
That's good. Even as you're talking, I wonder, I'm probably similar that if there are things, if it's just about checking it off the list, it's not very long until that becomes unhealthy for me, whether it's the Bible in a year sort of stuff. It can easily be great, checked all of the things. Wait a second, I wasn't paying attention actually. Mm-hmm. And same thing with the rule of life stuff. So similar, I've needed to at times back away from some of that. But I wonder maybe someone on the opposite end of the spectrum, maybe you're not really that type A sort of person. Maybe a healthy way to go about at least part of your rule of life is to set specific things or goals. Yes. And again, not to check it off of a list, but maybe you need that discipline of setting some things out that you want to make sure that, I don't know. So I'm just kind of processing that. Yeah. But again, it's flexible. Yeah. This can look different for everyone and the way that you engage with it. Yeah. But I love that image of a trellis or a foundation on which things can grow. So that's
because we all want our lives to bear healthy fruit in different ways. And so this is a good opportunity. Okay. And so with that, I'm actually going to give you a challenge. So Chris and I, we're going to share next week about our actual rule of lives, what they are, why we've chosen, what we've chosen, and how we've kind of gone about that. But for you, I have a couple of questions in the show notes that I would love for you to think about, thinking about with God. So maybe sometime this week, if you're able to carve out 30 minutes or an hour to be able to just start thinking through is this something that could be helpful for me? And if so, what are kind of the areas that you might wonder, God, do you want me to take some intentionality in growing in different areas of my life? And so very just base level questions. And then that way next week you can come back, listen to some of ours, and maybe that would be helpful to you as you create yours. So in the show notes, check it out. Feel free to share it with a friend if you need some help processing through some of that. And we will dig in more next week.
Sounds great.
Good. All right. So have fun.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Next Steps. Don't forget to check out the show notes for a conversation guide if you'd like to keep the conversation going. If you want to learn more about how to get connected at Blackhawk or simply find resources to help you grow, check out blackhawk.church/hub. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend and subscribe so you won't miss future episodes. Until next time, let's keep following Jesus together.